It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Well, we are back. On the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock show, I'm your host, sitting in, doing whatever. My name is Jet Lacey, and we're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And in case you didn't know, I know a lot of the archives are up on RBN, but if you go to Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, I haven't plugged any site enough today, Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, you can find the archives. And, you know, I package them up in a nice pretty little bow with a, you know, and make it good. So if you want to listen to the show later on, please feel free to do so. And as like we spoke about yesterday, we can, you know, you can be the a reporter as well. You are a journalist if you say you are. And that's the beauty of Freedom's Phoenix. I never been to school to be a journalist, but I consider myself a journalist. Why? Because I said I am. And you know what? I care about what's going on in my world, and I take active steps to report the things that I find intriguing to others. And, you know, everybody has a voice is what I'm saying. And it's whether or not you use it. I'm very excited today to have my good friend Ed Vallejo. And I kind of gave you guys
revolution!
revolution.
We are still here.
We are still here, and we will be here until they cart us off to some camp. But he's a good friend of mine, and, you know, I credit him largely with helping me wake up. Like I told you guys earlier, I went to the End the Fed rally, heard him speak, and I was moved, you know, as well as Ernie. I heard Ed and Ernie speak that day, and I was moved to the point of action, which is, you know, again, we were talking about no fear. At that point, I saw that there was a lot of people that felt like I did, that saw that there was some real fatal flaws with the government and what's going on in this country. And so, man, I was so excited, and here I am in 8 months later. So I just want to say hello, Ed.
Hi, Jet.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thank you, brother. So tell us a little bit about yourself. This is a very short segment. We got a minute.
Oh, tell me about yourself. We got a minute. I'm fighting to try and right some of the wrongs that were created while I was still asleep for many, many years.
Yes. Me too. And you have a lot of irons in the fire. You're fighting a multi-front war, aren't you?
Well, anything that I see is worthy, I've jumped into it and become a part of it and tried to include it all into one umbrella organization of all of us good people fighting the good fight.
So what are you focusing on right now?
Right now we're focusing on the Continental Congress 2009 that will be occurring in the last 3 weeks of November in Pheasant Run, Illinois, just outside Chicago.
Wow.
Is what this is. I only had a minute, right?
We're good.
Well, is what it is we have gone to the point where our representatives aren't any good, and we have to figure something out. So we're trying to do something like the original founding fathers did.
That's Bob Schultz's
WeThePeople.org. Yeah.
We'll be right back, and we'll continue this party here on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show.
Ernie, but where are you?
Yeah. Come back, Ernie. We need you.
Come on!
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, it's not Ernest Hancock, but it's Jet Lacy on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And we got Ed Vallejo in the studio, and we were just kind of allowing you guys to get to know Ed. And we're talking about Bob Schultz and We the People and the Continental Congress that's going on. Would you mind continuing along those lines, brother?
Sure. Let me lay a little groundwork. Bob Schultz is the founder of We the People for Constitutional Education. And he started this a long time, decades ago, actually, when he saw tyranny in his state of New York encroaching upon the people. And he fought New York and won successfully to the point where he got bigger ambitions and took on the federal government. So they is what this organization has done is several times they have taken the First Amendment right to petition your government for a redress of grievances. They've taken the declarations of war, well, the fighting of war by troops without proper declaration as a breach of the Constitution, the money-making powers, several things that the government has been doing wrong against the Constitution. They've petitioned their government all the way up to the Supreme Court. They've gotten to the Supreme Court to the point where before the whole Supreme Court would hear their arguments, a three-judge en banc panel would hear it. And when they reviewed it, they came back and they said, well, yes, the First Amendment says you have a right to petition your government for a redress of grievances, but it doesn't say you have a right to be heard, and it doesn't say you have a right to an answer. It's like, no, come on. Now, that's absurd, okay? Why delineate a right but say, well, you kind of got this right, but it's not worth anything.
So let me just follow that up, because I use what I, because I'm still learning, and I like to use this time that I have to teach as well.
Sure.
So where again does it say you have the right to ask the government for redress of grievances?
The First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The last 10 words.
Absolutely. Okay.
And,
so,
and if you're not aware of what's in the Constitution, which is the basic law of the land in this country, I would suggest heavily that everybody, you know, bone up on at least that little bit of information to make yourself aware of what's going on out there that shouldn't be going on.
Right. It's not just free speech that's covered in the First Amendment. And the First Amendment doesn't just cover the basics of what you might think it does. It's so much more encompassing, especially the First Amendment. I actually have it written down. The text of it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof, or of the press. And again, if you want to be a journalist, you just say you are. You are. You are part of the press. Therefore, no one can take those words away from you. And that's part of, that's why I find that is so important in saying this over and over again, that if you are a journalist, if you say you are, okay, the next part, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment.
Well, in the Magna Carta, long before this country was formed, they understood a redress of grievances. And if you go back and read it, it actually delineates out that if the government gets to the point where it's doing things that it shouldn't, that you take it to a certain other collective authority and state your grievances. And if you don't get your remedies within 45 days, that you get to storm the castle and take everything the king owns except for the king's body, his wife, and his children. Their lives are the only thing that they cannot take. And they can take everything in the entire kingdom until they have gotten the redress of their grievances. And then they can go back and be obedient to the powers again. Okay, so that was established long before this country was. Mm-hmm. Okay, this country has taken that and gone one step further and added it in to our constitutional republic.
That's right. And so Bob Schultz has asked for a redress of grievances on numerous levels, has he not?
Sure. I think there's either three or four times where they've petitioned all 535 members of Congress, the entire judiciary, and the entire executive branch. Of saying, hey, we want answers for these things. They got they got to the point where the government was going to meet with them in Washington, D.C. a week before 9/11 happened. And when 9/11 happened, it all went out the window, and they said, no, we have more important concerns than the grievances of the people right now.
Has anyone ever answered to any of these grievances?
Not once.
Not once?
Not once. I think the Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, I believe, answered us and back saying that he was forwarding it to the right people.
Well,
wow. You know.
At least, you know, Ron Paul, that's why we're here. That's actually how I ended up. You know, I joined the Meetup group, and that's something that I would encourage all of you. Meetup is a really wonderful organization. You know, it's just a great website, and that's how I fell into this. And Ed here is the what is it?
Organizer
of the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty Meetup group here in Phoenix, which I understand afterwards is the first in the country, right?
Right. We started out, we were the first Ron Paul for President Meetup group in the country. It was formed by Dave Gallagher. Here in Phoenix, and he formed it like 2 months before Ron actually announced his candidacy, because he knew Ron was going to run, and he knew that it needed to be made. So, yeah, we were the first meetup group in the country for Ron Paul.
I think, Drew, you're an assistant organizer, right, of this the meetup group? That's what it says on your listing.
I think Drew started out with the Ron Paul group in Tucson.
Which I saw
recently that the organizer of the Tucson group has stepped down.
Drew's decidedly mute today. He actually does have a voice, and he's okay to use it. He just chooses not to use it today, even when we decide to engage him.
Yeah, but we're trying.
Freedom,
baby. He's back there grinning and nodding and everything, but Drew's a cool dude.
That's freedom, baby, right, man. You have the right not to say to anything to whoever you want, all right?
Anyway, with this Continental Congress, 2009, okay, back in the original founders' day, they had a tyrannical government that was doing stuff to them that they didn't like, they didn't think was right, they had to figure something out. So they got representatives from each of their three colonies, or from each of their colonies, they got representatives from each one and sent them all to one place, and they all talked it out, and they figured out what the people could do to remedy the situation. And what they figured out was the Declaration of Independence.
Well, the governors, you know, I actually read the, you know, the definitive biography of Thomas Jefferson. And the governor, which at the point was, you know, before our country was created, was an appointment by the king. And yeah. And he was their in the colonies, their representative. And the governor could close down the legislative body whenever he saw fit. So whenever things started going not the king's way, the governor would just shut down the Congress, of the individual colonies.
And, sounds like the Republican caucus in Nevada.
Oh, yeah. That's another story altogether where Ron Paul was winning handily, and they just shut it down because they didn't want that. So,
right.
You know, that's just one more example of how we're in a lot of trouble here, people.
So, once again, we have gotten to that point where we got a tyrannical government that's doing a bunch of stuff that it shouldn't be doing, and the people don't know what's going on. They can't rely on their exalted, glorious representatives that are making millions of dollars off of their positions every day. Don't tell me they aren't. Okay, what do we do? Oh, well, we're going to try it like the founding fathers did. We have an organization right now, and you can go to givemeliberty.org. Anybody in the United States can go to givemeliberty.org. You'll see all the information about the Continental Congress we're putting together. You can click on your own state and you get involved with the people in your state. We are at the point right now where we are taking nominations. We are getting three people nominated from each state. We're going to have voting for representatives on October 10th, and we will be sending three representatives from every state of the Union to have another Continental Congress in Illinois. And what they're going to do, the same thing the first ones did, they're going to discuss what can the people do to remedy the situation of a government that is far, far beyond the bounds of the Constitution that is supposed to limit it.
Out of control.
We have no idea what they're going to come up with, but whatever it is, you know, if we get three good minds from every state to meet and talk it over for 3 weeks, I do believe they might be able to come up with something concrete. I mean, there's all kinds of suggestions they can come up with. I think number one, in my mind, would be, well, hey, let's stop funding them. Let's stop sending our state's money to the federal government and let's starve them out. We have enough money in our states where we can run our states and govern our people and take care of ourselves and be prosperous without this giant leech taking off our prosperity and giving it to whoever the hell they want to, and then not even having the common courtesy to tell us who they gave the money to. Okay? You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on in this country. People are waking up. And they are mad, okay? They're angry. They're showing up at these things armed. Yeah, they're showing up at these things armed. Why? Because when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And when the government fear the people, there is liberty. Make no bones about it, people. Anybody out there within the sound of my voice, there's a war going on in this country. There is a war going on in this country right now. It's a war of tyranny versus liberty. Who do you want to win? Huh? Do you want the tyrannical people that are out there making FEMA camps that can house you? And you think I'm kidding? Look up the go someplace where you feel confident in the information that you're getting, and look up Executive Order 11,000. Okay, and the 11,000 group, 11,001, 11,002. Look up the executive orders that were put in when Clinton was in office. It will make your hair curl, because it says in a time of an emergency, and they determine what's an emergency, they can tell you to show up at your post office where you will be taken into receiving, split your family split up and sent to work camps. There's executive orders in there that says that they can take everything you own, your car, your food on your shelf, the gas in your tank, anything they need for this emergency, they can take it. Okay? Do you want to win?
Sounds like sort of the Japanese internment in World War II that's a real black mark on American history. Anyway, we'll be right back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Right, hey, we're back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show. My name's Jet Lacey. I'm your fill-in host today, and I'm here with, my man, Ed Vallejo. We got Drew Phillips on the board kicking butt and taking names. Well, I don't know whose names he's taking, but he's kicking butt. Anyway,
Where's all the callers?
Yeah.
Huh? Who's calling in? Come on, get on the phone.
1-800-313-9443, Republic Broadcasting Network call-in number. I would love to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. We take all callers.
It's not Democracy Radio now.
No, it's something I wanted to talk about when you were saying about tyranny. When the government fears the people, it's liberty, and when the people fear the government, it's tyranny. And it goes back to what I was talking about in the last hour about no fear. Not having any fear, and it's a process to get over your fears. But there's a gentleman from Arizona named Alan Corwin. He's written 3 books. He was actually on the show a week or two ago. He wrote a book called The Gun Owner's Guide that's now in his 23rd edition. He operates something called the Bloomfield Press. He wrote Gun Laws of America that's now in numerous state editions. Supreme Court gun cases he wrote, and
yeah,
he's also,
I have that one signed by him. That's an outstanding book. All of the Supreme Court cases that had to do with guns.
It's awesome.
It is.
And he wrote an article in the Arizona Republic, which is our
repugnant,
our mainstream media newspaper here in Phoenix, Arizona, called "Bearing Arms Exemplifies Anger Over Big Government." And in it, he says, why are people showing up at political rallies armed? When Chris Broughton appeared at a rally during President Obama's August 17th visit to Phoenix, Broughton holstered a sidearm and a shoulder rifle that made international news. What's happening? More and more Americans fear their government is racing out of control, and they're speaking up peacefully, but in no uncertain terms. That is true. This was done. I was involved in it. I was here, and actually, I got left our remote came down and I wasn't able to talk to Ernie. And thank God Ed here, you know, saved me, and because I had never been on the air before. But that's another story for another day. He's saying the health care bill was introduced and President Obama pressed for immediate passage before we could even read it. This is 17% of our economy. Do you understand that? How much they already control, and they want another 17%. It's outrageous. And people are showing up with guns, not to make people afraid, not to fear their fellow man, is to teach their fellow man that this is your right.
Okay, let me step in here for just a second.
Please
okay,
do.
Because I've seen a lot of stuff Channel 3 here in Phoenix interviewed Thomas Costanzo with Freedom's Phoenix on this exact issue, okay, of the Christopher Broughton bringing the firearm to the event downtown. They interviewed him for 20 minutes. They ended up in one part. They got him to admit that, isn't this intimidation? And he said, well, I guess it is, or something like that, to where, you know, they wanted to show that this act that was done by Chris Broughton was an overt act of intimidation using violence against his government. Okay, that's the spin that they want to put on it, and that's the little 20-second soundbite that they actually used on the television. Okay, I'm almost speechless at this point because they're so desperate to take an individual's right to defend themselves and turn it against them as they are trying to incite violence. Nothing could be further from the truth, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Fear is a big factor in all of this, okay? But it's not the fear that you're thinking of that the media wants you to believe, okay? The fear is to the point where small individuals like me and Chris and these people are so afraid, they are terrorized of what their government is doing to them, that they have to defend themselves. And the best way they know of, well, what did Mao say? Revolution comes from the barrel of a gun. Okay, he might not have been a great individual, but he was right on there.
But okay? The Founding Father said the same thing, and that's why we have the Second Amendment. It is not about the right to have your hunting rifle. It is about the right to ultimately defend yourself against what is largely human nature, which is tyranny. The human nature always leads towards tyranny because power, absolute power, corrupts absolutely. And they understood that. Our founders understood that. And they gave us this ultimate check against encroaching tyranny that, I mean, before the ink was even dried on the Constitution, there was a huge fight between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. And because the Anti-Federalists ended up getting a compromise with the Federalists, that's how we ended up with the Bill of Rights. Otherwise, the states weren't going to ratify the Constitution. They were dead fast in their delineating the individual rights that we all are given by our Creator.
And they didn't go far enough.
Yeah, well, you know, live and learn.
Yep.
Anyway, we're at the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
I know what the blind man sees. On your feet or on your knees. God bless, Motorhead. My name is Jet Lacy on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show on the Republic Broadcast Network. And we're coming at you live from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Man, do I enjoy this place. We get so much work done. We created over 30,000 copies of the Obama deception and From Freedom to Fascism from Aaron Russo and Alex Jones. And we handed them out starting on tax day and at the first set of tea parties, And we just keep it rolling on.
We're, the post office.
That's right. There's so many.
Awesome.
That was awesome. And there's so many things going on here all the time, and it's a multifaceted thing. And, you know, it really is a leaderless. That's another sort of word that's been bastardized by the media, like militia. We are a leaderless activist group. No one, everybody can come in here and use whatever they want and do whatever they want. And if people want to participate, that's great. And if people don't want to participate, that's great too. But anyway, we're back here with my man, Ed Vallejo, and we were talking about, you know, the government fearing us or us fearing the government and the repercussions that come with both of those things.
Who's working for who anyway?
Well, that's a good question now, isn't it? You know, it, supposedly, you know, the way things are set up, you know, the states, which we are actually state residents, we weren't even supposed to be federal residents of, you know, the United States.
I don't live in a federal zone.
No? But, you know, the states created the government, the federal government, and that's it. And the states are supposed to have the power over the government because they created it. But it's sort of one of those things that it became a behemoth, and it's huge, and it sort of overtook what its original purpose was to serve the states. So, anyway, we're talking about bringing guns, you know, and that's the thing with the Second Amendment, bringing the guns to these functions of the government. It's just a wake-up call. And we were talking about, on the break, I was talking to Ed about the Gadsden flag that I mentioned in the MIAC report as being something that, you know, you might be a terrorist if you display the Gadsden flag. The first political cartoon was done by Benjamin Franklin. And it was that rattlesnake with the join or die. And he wrote this thing, it was actually anonymous, but has since been attributed to him, about why he chose the rattlesnake as the, I don't know, the symbol of the Gadsden flag of don't tread on me. And it's because the rattlesnake is quiet, it never messes with anybody, it's ever vigilant, its eyes are always open, it warns people. It warns whoever if their territory is encroached on. Its weapons are not readily visible. However, when those weapons are used, they're used with deadly accuracy. And that's why he chose the rattlesnake, which is kind of, you know, a lot of places in the country, probably in Austin where this show's coming out of, they have them too. But boy, they sure are prevalent here. And to be honest, I have never seen a rattlesnake. I've lived here most of my life. I've never seen a rattlesnake I wasn't looking for.
You need to go shooting more often, Jet. I see them all the time.
Well, you know. Do they bother you?
No.
They give you a wide berth? Do they let you know?
Oh, yeah. If you're going to step on one, they let you know, and you give it a wide berth, and everything's cool.
And you're all good. They leave you alone, right?
Yes, sir.
Because, like Ernie always says, there's two kinds of people in this world. Those that want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? Are you want to be left alone, or do you want to not leave people alone? That's my question. Which is it? Which one are you going to be? Are you going to leave me alone to live my life, and I'll leave you alone to live your life? Or are you not going to leave me alone? Then we got a problem, and that ain't good. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about with what you got going on, and anything that you want to just talk about.
Well, I'd like to take a minute to talk about Freedom's Phoenix itself. Okay, it's an outstanding portal for news and information. It can be accessed by anybody out there. Anybody can submit a story that they feel is newsworthy for other people to see. But I happen to be the editor of the Revolution Continues edition of Freedom's Phoenix. When you go to the main page, there's a tab on there that says other editions. Mm-hmm. And you click on that. There's several on there. My edition is The Revolution Continues. And it's so exhilarating to be in control of a website that I determine what goes up on my page. And if it's of interest to the revolutionaries that I deal with, patriots in the patriot movement, freedom movement, call it what you want to. or of general news in Arizona, or I think it's pretty neat, you know, something like that, then it goes up on my page. Anybody out there can have their own edition of Freedom's Phoenix, just like mine. You go through a process of creating one. You make an ID. You can create your own page, and you get control of that page. You determine what goes up there. It can be on any theme you want, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been doing it for quite a while now, and it's pretty cool.
I like it. I like your graphics. It's really bright green, and it really grabs the eye. But again, let me reiterate that anyone can do this. If you're a journalist, if you say you are, and it doesn't mean you have to write things. All the Drudge Report is the number one news site in the United States. All they do is repost others' articles. They very rarely write anything themselves. And that's not really what it's about. It's about you putting up what is important to you. And if it's important to others, then people will follow.
We had to become the media. Okay, I learned in political activism of trying to get honest men elected as president of the United States, starting with Michael Badnarik, and then on to Congressman Ron Paul. In my political activism, in the arena that they don't want you to see or even know about, it was tough to get information out to the public on what we were doing because the media wouldn't play ball with us. So we ended up having to become our own media. And Ernie has assisted us greatly in the creation of Freedom's Phoenix in that we have become our own media, and it's getting big. It really is.
And with this radio show, honest to God, we've had like 2,000 extra hits a day on Freedom's Phoenix. It's really a synergistic relationship. And people are coming, and we get new. They were saying, like Powell was saying, I had him on the show yesterday, that there's like a dozen new people a day that join up. And when you add that in over a month, that is significant.
Yeah, well, what we need to do is we need to get people to turn off their television.
Yeah.
Turn the damn thing off, okay?
You know
it's doing nothing but lying to you and manipulating you and telling you what it wants you to be, think, do, eat. And you know what? You need to start thinking for yourself, people, okay? Others have been thinking for you so long, they've been thinking bad thoughts for you, and they've been doing bad deeds for you. And you need to start cleaning up your mess that you've been ignoring, okay?
Absolutely. And all these wars, and ultimately, you know, you might not agree with them. However, they are acting in our names and with our money. And if we don't stand up and do something, why is the Bill of Rights and the Constitution good for us, but not for the Iraqis and not for the Pakistanis and not for the Afghanis? Why?
Are you going to do like Cindy Sheehan and wait until they kill your son before you stand up and make noise against it?
I don't know. I just saw the erosion of it myself. I don't have children, but I don't even think of it about somebody else. You know, your liberty is really an individual thing. You can't.
Well, Jet, I beg to differ. I have a dozen grandchildren, and I am scared to death of what they are going to inherit if I do not succeed in regaining the liberty of America.
Right. But we are the first generation, really, to leave our country in a worse spot than what we got it. And that's a huge responsibility. I think that, you know, and you may disagree with me, and that's what this is all about. It's about discourse. But I just can't take it anymore. And I've sat by and watched it for too long. And I don't blame anyone else. Well, I blame the government, but I don't blame any other individual other than myself for not taking action earlier. And that's really all you can do.
I'll agree with that. I mean, it took until the year 2000 before I crawled out of the woodwork and became politically active.
Right. We live our lives, and it's easy to put the blinders on and say, oh, they're going to handle it. But
no, for a long time, for most of my life, it was like there's a bunch of criminals up there in control, and they own the show, they're running it, and I'm just one little guy, and there isn't a whole lot I'm going to do about it. Oh, yeah, and I'm an alcoholic anyway.
Yeah, you know.
That didn't help, but luckily I haven't had a drink for 26 years now, so it took almost 12 years for me to recover to the point where I was alive, awake, and aware again. And then a few years after that, looking around, it's like, oh, this is a problem. I'm part of it. I have to be part of the solution.
This is a beautiful life that we're given. And regardless of whatever your religious beliefs, or if you have any religion at all, that you are blessed with this life every day. And a lot of times it's hard and all that stuff, but you really, we know, most of us, in our hearts, what is right and what is wrong. And you know whether you're doing something to better your situation or you're not bettering your situation.
See, that's part of the problem, though, Jet, is we have a lot of people in this country who are living the fallacy that they are in a democracy and that 51% of the people can tell the other 49% of the people how to live and how to act and what to do. And that's BS.
What is that called?
Fascism?
Mob rules.
Mob rules?
It's mob rules. It's the 50% plus one.
We got a lot of people out there that are getting a lot of things from this illegal government, and they don't want it to change. It's going into their pockets, and they want it to continue on. That's a part of what we're trying to fight.
Exactly. And again, I was talking about this yesterday. I'm reading The Law by Frederick Bastiat.
Oh, excellent.
It's a life changer. It really is. And it's a translation from French, and you can get it on numerous websites for free. And I printed it out, and it's like 60 pages as it was written, but it's like 30 pages on printed, you know, from the computer. And it just talks about socialism. And it was written in 1848. And the words that he wrote then are just as true today.
Sure. Machiavelli was another one. When you read Machiavelli on the differences between a monarchy, a democracy, and a republic, and it just makes it clear as day. Everybody that I've gotten to read that, it dawns on them. Okay, and then they understand, like Socrates said, that democracy is the most vile form of governance on the planet.
Like with this health care, you are taking money, a lot of money, forcibly. That's what I was saying, government equals force. They are proposing that we forcibly take money out of people's hands that are producers. They produce something for themselves in this world and giving it
to the useless eaters.
and if you really think about it that way, healthcare is not a right. You need to participate in this life. And that's it. That's the way of the world. Is that right?
Let's go with capitalism. I like that. Yeah.
Free market. And all these guys are saying, oh, capitalism's what's got us into this thing.
No.
We've never had a free market.
It's regulation.
Yeah. If we had sound money. And that's a whole nother show for a whole nother day, you know, like
let's
money
get all
that
the way
something.
Down to the rabbit hole at the
absolutely.
Bottom.
Absolutely,
huh?
Yeah.
1913 was a bad year.
Oh, yeah. It's no coincidence that the same year the Federal Reserve was created that the income tax was implemented. I can assure you that.
Yeah. That's a question I've asked and asked and asked and still don't have an answer. And anybody out there can come up with an answer I'd really like to know is how much wealth and prosperity has been siphoned off of the American people since 1913.
Too much.
Yeah. Oh, Drew speaks. Drew speaks.
He speaks. I understand we have a telephone call. Do we have?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we go to Morpheus in Arizona?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Speak of the devil.
Wow, I heard Ed was on the radio. I was listening on the Republic Broadcasting, and I heard Ed was on the show, so I wanted to say hi to my good buddy Ed, who traveled across Arizona with Liberty Rider Michael Maresco.
Yeah, yeah, that was my arms have just about healed up. What he's speaking about is 5 days. I got on a bicycle with Mr. Costanzo himself, and we accompanied Michael Maresco, the Liberty Rider, who went from the Statue of Liberty to Alcatraz, because he figures that's the direction this country's going. And when he came across Arizona, we met him in New Mexico, and we rode for 5 days all the way to Hoover Dam. Man, what a trip.
Yeah, it was pretty an emotional experience for me, too.
Yeah, it certainly was. And I'm so damn glad that you were there, man. I really was.
That was I got to be at least a witness, because it all started when we were doing that. Helping Adam Kokesh get his run for Congress started. And it was just such an amazing time. It was the first time I ever went anywhere to do some activism work. And meeting Michael Maresco, what an amazing individual. If you just look up the Liberty Rider, he has done so much for this country. And he's going to be featured, just like my man Ed and Ernest Hancock, in the For Liberty movie that's coming out. It's September, so it's coming out this month.
It's coming out this month.
Ed is featured seriously on the trailers, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was on purpose or what, but the placeholder for the trailer just happens to be the portion of the clip that I'm in, so you see my face on the trailer. It's pretty cool.
So you got anything else to say, Morpheus? What's going on? What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to Ed and thank him publicly for being such a important role in the revolution and how much he means to me and what a great patriot he is, and I'd take your back in a fight anytime, brother.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope we don't get to that.
Those sentiments are exactly the way I feel about you too, Ed. You know, and this isn't some self-congratulation society. I really believe in what he's doing. Thank you, Ed.
No, I appreciate that, because when I quit gainful employment 2.5, almost 3 years ago, and poured my heart, my soul, and everything I have into trying to right the wrongs that were created when I was asleep, that I can't do enough. I just can't do enough. No matter how much I do, it never seems like it's enough.
It's enough, brother. You can only do, you're only one man. That's all. You're one man, and you're fighting.
But you're all just one people, okay? You can do it just like I do. You just got to grab it in your heart and run with it, okay? Because liberty is all we really need.
Yeah. Reach deep, look inside, and see who you are. And then you ask yourself those questions, and we'll be right back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show.
I'm free.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Hey, we're back on the Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock Show. I'm your host, Jet Lacey, here filling in for Ernest. And you don't even need a government form to declare your independence. I don't need a government. I'm free, just like what you said at the end of the last break. Are you free? Yeah.
I got enough numbers. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I was noticing the shirt that you're wearing, and I haven't seen it before, and I think it's really cool. It says We the People at the beginning.
Okay. A couple of years ago, when We the People got their petition for redress of grievances all the way up to that in-bank panel, and they were told that they didn't have a right to an answer. I found this out at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was so upset. Oh, I mean, I was literally incensed. And I had to do something. I had to, express myself somehow. And I sat down with pen and paper, and I rewrote the preamble. And these are the words that I came up with, and I'd like you to read it for the people over the air.
So you wrote this shirt and created it yourself. We the people of the Ron Paul Revolution, in order to redirect our beloved America towards forming a more perfect union, because it has strayed mightily from the path, reestablish justice by negating all laws repugnant to the Constitution. Implore a gradual reformation back to our originally mandated constitutional restraints of limited government so as to ensure domestic tranquility. Make provisions for the common defense a primary concern by demanding the immediate securing of all our borders and rescinding all laws that infringe upon our right to keep and bear arms. Promote the general welfare by declaring all taxes on labor in any form as slavery and intolerable by any free people, thereby securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Once again, ordain and establish our Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land. That's pretty powerful words.
Yeah, it took me a little while, and I moved it here, moved it there, and when I got it to this form, it like glowed at me. It was exactly the way I felt. It encompassed everything that was a problem, except for maybe the money making powers. But other than that, this was how I felt and how I still feel today of how we can get back to where we need to be.
You know, and this just goes back to, you know, a lot of people in the freedom movement feel this way, you know, on both sides. I don't think we can repair it. I don't think the situation is reparable. I think it needs to be broken down to its lowest common denominator and rebuilt. I don't have the faith in the Constitution of the United States. I think it's a
flaw. Well, you can't have faith in a piece of paper to start with. You can only have faith in the people that uphold and support the ideas that are on that paper.
That I understand.
Okay, so if you find fault, you have to find fault with the American people.
Well, and like I said, we all have fault in this because this is all these things have been done in our name. All of it.
Well, so they say. Okay, but until you come to me and ask me, you know, I so many times at all these protests, I see one sign over and over again that somebody always shows up with, and it says, "I never signed a social contract."
But it's been done with our money, from our labors, and I understand what you're saying. There's really no right answer. That's the whole thing. The only right answer is erring on the side of individual liberties, natural liberties, right?
Well, what is it? Those that make a peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Absolutely. And we wish everybody could be play nice. But the people that advocate peaceful non-compliance, they sort of end up dead. And I don't mean to be direct like that, but we've had a really powerful last hour. And I thank you so much for coming in today, Ed.
Anytime, Jet. Anytime.
And we'll be back here tomorrow. I don't know exactly what's going on for tomorrow. But, you know, I might be back. I might be not. Declare your independence.